When Edgar Snow interviewed an obscure guerrilla leader named Mao Zedong in a remote Chinese cave in 1936, he couldn't have imagined how this encounter would reshape world history. Snow's resulting bestseller, Red Star Over China, transformed Mao from a local insurgent into an international revolutionary icon whose ideas would inspire rebellions across five continents. What made Maoism so contagious? Unlike orthodox Marxism with its focus on industrial workers, Mao's revolution centered on peasants and glorified political violence. "Political power grows from the barrel of a gun," he famously declared, a message that resonated with oppressed peoples worldwide who saw armed struggle as their only path to liberation. This distinctly Chinese ideology became a global force that continues to shape our world today, from the jungles of Peru to the forests of central India, revealing how revolutionary ideas can leap across borders, languages, and cultures with devastating consequences. What separates Maoism from other communist ideologies? At its core lies an unapologetic embrace of political violence. After nationalist forces massacred communists in Shanghai in 1927, Mao concluded that only with guns can the whole world be transformed. Unlike Soviet communism's urban focus, Maoism championed peasants as revolutionary subjects. "A revolution is not a dinner party," Mao wrote. "It cannot be so refined, so leisurely and gentle." Maoism distinguished itself through pragmatic empiricism. While other communist leaders debated abstract theory, Mao obsessed over concrete details, from waterways and postal services to umbrella manufacturing. "You can't solve that problem? Well, go and investigate," he insisted. Most significantly, Maoism embraced contradiction and rebellion. When launching the Cultural Revolution in 1966, Mao invoked the rebellious Monkey King, encouraging Red Guards to disrupt the heavenly palace of party bureaucracy. The slogan, "To rebel is justified," appeared across China and later in European student movements. Yet Mao himself embodied contradictions. Though championing women holding up half the sky, his personal treatment of women revealed hypocrisy. Despite glorifying mass rebellion, he demanded absolute loyalty. This perplexing mutability, combined with his military success against seemingly impossible odds, gave Maoism its global appeal. The transformation of Maoism from a Chinese revolution to a global phenomenon began with Edgar Snow's Red Star Over China. This Kansas City journalist portrayed Mao and his comrades as idealistic patriots fighting for justice, equality, freedom, and human dignity. The book became an international sensation, selling over 100,000 copies in Britain within weeks, and, once translated into Chinese, convinced educated liberals across Asia to join Mao's revolution. Snow's book derived power from its dual narrative, his dangerous journey interwoven with the revolutionary struggle. Its genius lay in humanizing the Chinese communists, presenting them with familiar Western traits like humor, candor, and patriotism. Though heavily censored to present the most favorable image possible, it shaped international perceptions of Chinese communism. Even before fully consolidating power, Mao established an Asian Common Form in 1949, opening the Marxism-Leninism Academy to train revolutionary leaders from across Asia. By 1950, some 400 trainees studied insurgency in Beijing before returning to lead revolutions in their home countries. Chin Peng, future leader of the Malayan communist insurgency, discovered Red Star Over China as a teenager and carried Mao's works during anti-Japanese resistance. The Sino-Soviet split in the late 1950s accelerated Mao's global ambitions. When Khrushchev denounced Stalin and promoted peaceful coexistence with capitalist nations, Mao positioned China as the true center of world revolution. By 1965, Defense Minister Lin Biao was actively promoting global Maoist revolution, calling Mao's thought a spiritual atom bomb for revolutionaries worldwide. The human cost of Maoism's global spread was staggering. In Indonesia, a Maoist-influenced coup attempt in 1965-66 triggered General Suharto's purge that killed at least 500,000 people through army operations and civilian death squads, while another million were detained as slave laborers. In Peru, Professor Abimael Guzman visited China during the Cultural Revolution and returned to launch the Shining Path movement in 1980. From just 51 members burning voter registries in a remote village, they nearly paralyzed Lima by the 1990s. The civil war claimed 69,000 lives and displaced 600,000 people. Guzman built a cult of personality with followers signing letters of submission, pledging absolute loyalty. Vietnam's revolution bore deep Maoist influences. General Jop found Mao's military thought very applicable, while Chinese advisors pushed Vietnamese communists toward orthodox class warfare, exemplified when advisor Luo Guibo insisted on executing wealthy revolution supporter Nguyen Thi Nam despite Ho Chi Minh's resistance. Cambodia's Khmer Rouge implemented Maoism's most extreme version. With $1 billion in Chinese aid and 15,000 advisors, Pol Pot combined Maoist revolutionary nationalism with radical jingoism, implementing policies that caused approximately 1.7 million deaths between 1975-1979. While Western Maoism largely faded after the 1970s, the ideology continues to shape conflicts in South Asia. Indian politicians consider the Maoist insurgency their biggest internal security challenge, affecting 40% of India. Economic liberalization made Maoist-controlled territories valuable for mining, displacing indigenous Adivasis, and damaging the environment. Nepal represents the only successful case of Maoists gaining state power outside China. From 36 fighters in 1996, they built a 10,000-strong army controlling 80% of Nepal within a decade, toppling the monarchy and establishing a federal republic. However, once in power, Maoist leaders largely abandoned revolutionary principles. In China, Mao's legacy remains ambivalent. After his death, Deng Xiaoping initiated economic reforms while preserving the Communist Party's monopoly. The 1980s brought significant demaoification, yet by the 1990s, Mao evolved from political figure to popular consumer icon. Current leader Xi Jinping has revived many Maoist symbols and techniques, being named core leader, having his thought enshrined in the constitution, and abolishing term limits. Contemporary China reflects Mao's paradoxical legacy, combining authoritarian politics with market economics, planning with diversity, and internationalist rhetoric with nationalism. Why should we care about Maoism today? Because its contradictions continue to shape our world. Mao's ideology combined liberation with oppression, egalitarianism with personality cult, and internationalism with xenophobia, tensions that remain unresolved in China's current global expansion through Belt and Road initiatives. Maoism's appeal lay in its promise of radical transformation through willpower and violence, a seductive shortcut to justice for marginalized groups worldwide. Its focus on peasants rather than industrial workers made it adaptable across Asia, Africa, and Latin America. By positioning China as the champion of anti-imperialism, Mao offered an alternative development model that still resonates in the global South. The ideology's global journey demonstrates how revolutionary ideas transform across borders. Peruvian Maoists, Indian Naxalites, and Nepali rebels adapted Mao's teachings to local conditions while maintaining core principles like protracted people's war, explaining its resilience decades after Mao's death. As China rises as a global power, understanding Maoism becomes crucial. The revolutionary impulses that once drove China to support worldwide insurgencies now fuel its economic expansion and diplomatic assertiveness. Today's world, from Nepal's political system to India's ongoing Maoist rebellion, from China's authoritarian capitalism to North Korea's hereditary communist dynasty, still bears the imprint of this revolutionary ideology that transformed global politics forever.